This is something, and I talk about this in Money, Possessions, and Eternity. You will have these booths where they have the fundraising stuff, and they go, this is the most effective, looks like a real signature in ink. So I've had these conversations. So you're attempting to deceive people and make them think that each one of these has been hand-signed. Is that what you're actually doing? No, not deceiving. Is it? Well, what is it? I mean, this is a whole thing. You will get more back. If it looks like it was personally signed, this will look like it was personally signed. And then it's the underline in red and highlight in yellow. And they've got statistics of how much more people give when you have yellow highlight underlined in red. And so it's like, wow, what are we relying on here? I mean, I'm not going to say that I declare that every time something's underlined in red and highlighted in yellow, that it's wrong. But I tell you, when you go outside and you hire organizations that literally write your fundraising letters, and yes, you provide them with some raw materials, but there have been fundraising letters that have been written that anybody out on the field who sees the picture of this family that's in there knows it didn't happen. And it's like, this is God's money and these are God's people. Don't deceive, don't manipulate, state the facts, leave it between them and God. And see, I know that because that's how I feel. And so this is where I say to some people in ministry, and another thing I've said to people in ministry is, be careful with your development, guys. Some of them are wonderful, they're terrific, they're great, but they have great temptations because their job is to develop relationships with these strategic donors. And then they have all these events where we can go fly fishing on the whatever, and we can go up to Alaska. I get invited all over the world, okay, and I say, no, I want to stay here and get work done that will support God's kingdom. And you know what? I'll go on vacation with my wife, but I don't need to go on vacation with a group of men off in Alaska. And that's fine for people who do. I think that's just great. But what I'm saying is, be careful with that, because what happens with the development guys is that they now are in these strategic relationships, and pretty soon they're staying at somebody's nice beach house, and pretty soon they're staying at somebody's place up in the mountains, and they've developed a genuine friendship. And I don't begrudge the people who want to give to them, but there is this conflict of interest that can come in this. And one of the things that I said to this ministry leader is, ask your guys what they will do. They go to visit one of the donors, they spend the day or part of the day with them, and they witness what appears to be an inappropriate relationship that the man has with his assistant or secretary, not his wife. And what will they do if they see that? That's your test. If they don't graciously, carefully, thoughtfully say, I may be picking up the wrong vibes, but I really had the impression that there's some intimacy there. Maybe it's just her feelings towards you. Maybe it's your feelings toward her. Yes, it's none of my business, but I'm a brother in Christ. And a lot of wealthy people don't have people around them who tell them the truth. And so this is what this guy should do. But if they're saying to themselves, I could jeopardize their giving of millions of dollars to our ministry, then I think if they're pure-hearted, God will honor and bless them, and you should feel good about it if they're willing to take that risk. That's something you got to be willing to do, and that's something they need to be willing to do. And maybe they won't get invited to stay next year at the nice beach house. You know? Well, greater sacrifices have been made for the kingdom of God.